Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney and this is the evening news. Several of the decrees adopted today by the Council of Ministers are intended to help businesses, including deferment of rent payments, water and electricity bills, among others. The Prime Minister also explained that those who arrive at the end of their government-guaranteed minimums will see their payments continue, and that evictions will not be permitted until May 31st. Edouard Philippe also confirmed that temporarily, the schedules of workers, days off and paid holidays, could be modified and determined under certain conditions by companies. The government spokesperson, Sibeth Ndiaye, added that an announcement on a new duration of the containment measures will be made in a few days. The Scientific Council recommends a total of 6 weeks, meaning until April 28th. The head of state is in Alsace after having chaired the Council of Ministers at the Élysée. Emmanuel Macron went to Mulhouse to visit the army hospital, which has been receiving patients since yesterday. And the new travel certificate is online. Legal or administrative summons has been added, as well as participation in missions of general interest. The previous certificate remains valid, however, you must indicate your time of departure. And several police unions call not to carry out checks. UNSA denounces in particular the lack of protection available for officers. As a result of this health crisis, the trial of the January 2015 attacks has been postponed. The Charlie Hebdo and Hyper Cacher attacks had killed 17 people as well as 3 terrorists. The trial was due to start in Clichy on May 4th. A third of the population of the planet is now confined after India's decision to impose confinement measures on its 1.3 billion people. Meanwhile, Brazil refuses. The Brazilian president denounces hysteria about the virus and says he wants to maintain jobs in his country and provide for families. And to finish, the British Crown announces in a press release that Prince Charles has tested positive for the coronavirus. At the age of 71, the prince experiences only minor symptoms. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.